Beautiful show about women empowering women and fostering collaboration instead of competition. And I am your host, Haley Clandenning, and I'm joined with my lovely always co-host, Maurice.
Hi, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
How are you guys doing this evening?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Yes, and we are sitting down tonight with the lovely Natalie Castañeda. Yeah,
nailed it.
It's a beautiful name, and I'm so glad I asked before.
Thank you.
But yeah, we are sitting down with you tonight, and you are, well, I always have a tendency to dive right back in, so let's slow our roll a little bit. How, first of all, are you handling all of this jazz and being at home? How are you holding up?
I'm holding up a lot better over the last couple weeks, honestly. I feel like we all went through our stages of grief, and I'm coming out of that this week, which is good. I've slowed down a little bit, not pressured myself too much to be, you know, quote-unquote productive every single day. Feeling pretty privileged that I can slow down, so I'm doing better. And wearing my mask and washing my hands and doing all those things.
Well, you're also speaking my language with that, though, to be honest with you, because it was like week number one, I was like, okay. And then week number two, like you said, it was like this whole, like, it was like mourning almost, like you said.
Yeah.
It was really a lot of very strange emotions.
Right.
So it is nice. And I don't know about the weather up there, but it looks sunny. So
it is.
Some sun, too, which is helping tremendously. And thank the Lord it's spring break, so all of us now homeschool moms.
Yeah, and now it feels like spring break here in Southern Oregon, so it's actually, I think it's like 60 degrees out there almost, so it's been nice. Yeah.
Awesome, and I forgot to mention too, Sarah, I know you muted yourself, but you're there. Our lovely Sarah is also on the line, our resident unicorn. How you doing, girl? Good. Oh, I can't hear you. But anyways, yes.
She's smiling.
I know. She looks very happy. How are you doing, Maurice?
Doing great. I mean, I resonate with you guys, too. I think the first week was more like in denial. Like, is this really happening? And then it was just really having challenges working from home, you know. But I love what you said, Natalie, that it is a privilege right now to kind of reset and, you know, step back. In the beginning, for me, I felt like the first 3 months was already like a whole year in itself, and I was really hoping for a break. I didn't know it was going to be like this, but yeah, getting the motion of things, and I'm excited that we're still on air.
Yeah, absolutely. We're making our way. Well, Miss Natalie, so you were just mentioned that you're up in the Oregon area, my dear, and you are an independent model and creative entrepreneur, which sounds really cool. Like, I don't know what you mean. Like, it just has such an amazing ring to it. And I'm just a little bit curious exactly, you know, what a creative entrepreneur is. Obviously,
Now that I think about it, thank you for the compliment. I'm thinking about it now, and it might even be a term that I came up with. I don't want to take credit for it because I haven't done a bunch of, you know, research. Who else is out there? Cool. Well, good. There's one. So basically, I am pretty much a serial entrepreneur. I love startups. I love new ideas. And I've been in such a good place in my sales career over the last probably 3 or 4 years that I've met a lot of different entrepreneurs myself. And so we've just gotten into so many deep conversations in different industries. And I know I'm being super vague, but that's kind of where that title comes from, because creativity can come from anywhere. And, you know, so can art. And so I thought, well, that's kind of what it feels like, and what I'm actually doing right now is being creative about my entrepreneurship. So right now I have a nonprofit event company called Swap Don't Shop, which is essentially a women's clothing exchange that's that is seasonal. And I also have a co-op that I'm starting, which is kind of on a lull right now, of course, with all this. But I'm also getting back into insurance. So okay. There's a lot of different avenues that I'm juggling. Also, I have modeling is kind of, I like to call it a side gig. I have a lot of different side gigs. So that, to me, is the creative part. I'm being creative in the sense that I'm not locking myself into one or two titles that define me.
Yeah. You don't put yourself in a box that way. It keeps
exactly.
It very...
Exactly. And I feel like most women are super dynamic. And so if we give ourselves titles, it kind of limits us. So instead of saying, I'm a model, I say, yeah, I model. I do a little bit of modeling. I'm also, you know, an entrepreneur, all these different things. So it doesn't really confine my thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. It's a really cool way to put the term because you hear entrepreneur so much, you know, but that really does kind of broaden the spectrum there. So I dig that. Very exciting. Yeah. And I definitely want to know a little bit more, too, about your journey. You had mentioned insurance, you know, getting to where you're at, obviously. So where exactly did you grow up, my dear? Give us a little synopsis of really quick how you're at up in Oregon.
So I came up to Oregon when I was 15, I believe, with my family. And I grew up mostly in the Bay Area, California. So my parents were, I got to give them a lot of credit, even though our family is not the most functional. They did raise 5 children in poverty, so kudos to them. And we're all still alive.
Is there such a thing as normal? I mean,
I know, right? You look back in retrospect, it's like, oh, now I have all this language to label my childhood, and wow, that was traumatic, or this was great, and, you know, so... growing up in my family, it was there was some trauma. There was also a lot of learning opportunities for me, and I feel like I was a very shy and observant child, and I was able to recognize within my family and my friends this victim mentality, like really early on. And so I always felt like that wasn't for me, and I didn't like it. I had such a bad taste in my mouth for that kind of attitude, that kind of language, and I didn't have the words for it back then. I was probably 6 or 8, maybe, the last time that we lived in Oakland. So I just kind of held on to that, and that kind of laces a lot of my memories. So, and I have a terrible memory, but I remember how it felt to be growing up in that kind of a mentality. And when we came to Oregon, I was like, you know, this could be kind of a fresh start. Yeah.
Yes. So. Oh, that's, I love that mentioned, though, that victim mentality. That's pretty intelligent that you came up with that or realized that at such a young age, too. So very interesting. But we are already creeping into our first little commercial break here, so we will definitely jump back into that when we come back. But we definitely want to mention a few of our sponsors that make this show possible. Without you ladies, we would not be able to continue doing this for you guys, and it really is something that I know Maurice and I are both very passionate about, getting to know our members. So.
Yeah, and highlighting them. And I think right now it's so important to support all the small businesses, of course. These ladies are supporting this show, and I'm really grateful. We're really grateful. Shout out to Linda Lingo, financial coach. She inspires and guides women into clarity. I think she has a Zoom every Tuesdays and Thursdays. Go find her on Facebook. Sarah Beck with Legal Shield and Identity Theft Shield. And Jesse Baldwin, certified health coach. She offers free health coaching services. You can give her a call, 530-355-5929. Bargain Books and More. Look her up. Patty Nadeau, they're located at 836 Butte Street. Maybe she can do some book trades or some drop-offs. And Everbloom Skincare, I know she's on Facebook too. Give her a shout-out. And Deborah Mitchell with Oils for Young and Healthy Living. Just really appreciate this ladies backing us up. And, we have more. But for now, that's it.
Yeah, perfect. All right, well, we will be back here just momentarily on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, the Women of Vision Show.
Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks. Many people may not know that we started a propane tank refurbishing business about 5 years ago. We pick up tanks from various propane companies, bring them to our yard in Anderson, where we blast the old paint and rust off, repaint them with a very durable paint, and then install new valves. The tank is just like a new tank. We primarily sell these tanks in truckloads of 45 to other propane companies. I'm telling you about our new business because many of you are installing generators because of the probability of the power being shut off this summer. Shasta Gas Propane now sells standby generators and propane tanks so that you won't be left without power. Give us a call at 365-3793 so we can come to your house and give you a quote on a generator and tank. Again, that's 365-3793.
Everybody to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. And we are sitting down evening with the beautiful Natalie Castaneda. I think I said it again, right?
Yeah.
And we've just sort of enjoying getting to know you a little bit more. And just so you guys know, too, I know this is kind of interesting, but we are on Skype, so I'm not sure exactly how the clarity of this is all coming out. But this is actually only our second time, you know, since all this has happened that we've been doing our recordings remotely. So we are all, you know, being good girls home, practicing our social distancing. Even though it's hard not to get to see you girls in person and give you guys hugs.
So hard.
Yeah, virtual hug. Virtual
right?
Hug.
I know. At least it is nice because we can bring you in too, my dear, up in Oregon. Obviously, that would have been a bit of a mish for you to get down here either way.
Yeah.
It's nice to be able to connect this way. But we were talking a little bit about your journey from down in the Bay Area and up to Oregon when you were 15. And you were talking, too, about that you were one of a family of five, girl. And that is a little bit of chaos in itself.
Oh, yeah. Definitely some chaos.
It was just me and my sister and my mom, and I felt like, you know, we had one bathroom. That was enough chaos in itself.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And I'll tell you a little bit about the journey up here. My parents, I feel like everyone got dragged through different, sides of their parents and different religions, maybe. My family at the time were trying out this new program called Empowered Living. And so I think it's through our Christian church. And I'm not religious anymore. But at the time, we were basically our parents were trying to introduce this to us. And I was 15. I didn't still feel like I had a lot of choice. And all of us kids were told one day that we were going to take a big family vacation. And this included selling our house and packing 5 kids, 2 adults, and 3 dogs into a big RV and driving around from California. We went to Arizona, New Mexico, and we were all homeschooled at the time. And so it was quite an adventure, very cramped. We all got a little bit closer, didn't kill each other. Then we survived. By the time we got to Oregon, we landed in Klamath Falls, Oregon, which I believe is still the first city right over the border of California. So we kind of did this loop and then came back through California up into Oregon after hearing that the land was beautiful and cheap. And so we wanted to stay up in the Pacific Northwest. So they bought a house there, and my parents are still in Klamath Falls. And I'm up here in Ashland, Oregon. So not too far away, probably an hour and a half drive.
Okay.
So, yeah. From there, we just started integrating into the community. Really loved the Oregon experience, being outdoors. And luckily, we had a family friend that had moved up to Oregon before us. So we weren't completely alone. But it was quite the culture shock way back in, almost 15 years ago. It was very different than it is now, not so diverse.
Especially after coming from the city.
For sure. We lived in Oakland and Hayward for most of my growing up. So, huge adjustment. I think, and I like to tell this story because my older sister and I hardly ever got along, and we're doing better now, of course. But we hardly ever agreed on anything. But the one thing we did agree at when we were both 15 and 16 years old is that when we walked into what would have been our new school, we saw a sea of cowboy hats and Wrangler jeans, and we turned around and walked out. We're like, nope, I don't think that's the culture shock we want to deal with for this last year or last couple years of high school. And so we decided to homeschool ourselves. Ended up getting my GED and then going to the local college. And so it turned out great. And that was the one time we ever agreed on anything together.
Love that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That is quite an adventure, girl.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you had a big sister. Oh, it was a big sister or little sister?
Big sister. So I'm second oldest of all 5 of us. And there's my older sister, myself. I've got 2 younger sisters and 1 brother. He's the baby of the family, unfortunately, for him.
With all the girls. I love it. So I am curious then, were you always, like a fashionista, or were you always intrigued by fashion growing up?
I was. Yeah. So being the second oldest, I always got my big sister's hand-me-downs, and we have totally different styles. So I was always changing up these clothes, like ripping off sleeves, adding buttons and detail. So my mom didn't want me to look so scrappy, so she taught me how to sew. Then she got me sewing lessons too. I've been sewing for a long time. I still have the sewing machine that I learned on.
I see that.
You see it in the background. Yeah.
Little. Back there. I love that.
Yes, it's so cute. I love it. Yes, that's another thing I do is I teach mending workshops, and I do sewing tutorials through a local maker space here in Talent, Oregon, called Talent Maker City. And, that's one of my passions, too, is teaching people how to take care of what they have and really invest the time and energy into a good garment. So at first, I like to encourage ladies to buy good materials like 100% cotton or linens instead of synthetic materials that really don't last long, and then learn how to take care of those in the long run. So wear something that you like, make sure it's comfortable, and then keep it that way by learning how to sew or darn a sock or something like that. All these skills that I feel like are fading away, but I'm trying to keep them alive.
Yeah, I love your passion for sustainable fashion. And can you enlighten us about that and how we can actually lessen our impact
right.
By...
So, A lot of the work I do through the clothingcoop.com is educating women mainly. And I focus on women because we're so heavily marketed to in the fashion industry. And I feel like men's fashion is a whole nother world I haven't dove into, but there's a little higher quality standard there. With women's fashion, we are pushed to be at Target every 2 weeks because that is how often they get those new lines off the runway. And so they want you to see that, and so they drop their prices so low. They have the giant clearance racks of all this mass-produced clothing that really doesn't fit you well because they just take a stamped pattern and put everyone in a mass category, right? Yeah. Right, even with intimate wear too, yeah, it's hard to find something that really does fit now. So first I like to educate women about the fashion industry and how that affects our shopping. And there's a thing called fast fashion, and I hope you've heard this term before. A lot of people haven't, but it's been in the mainstream media lately. Fast fashion is basically mass-produced clothing, super cheap labor, usually unethical and unsustainably made. And that is why we can buy like a $10 to $20 summer dress that looks artisan crafted because it's shipped from foreign countries at, pennies on the dollar. They make it there and then they ship it here and we have, all this on clearance. But it's produced so quickly that it's creating more waste than it is good. So I try to bring that to everyone's attention, and because we have so much out there, we're also wearing our clothes for less time than we used to probably 9 or 10 years ago. So a lot of these cheap fabrics end up in landfills. I think it's about – I have the actual stats on my website, theclothingcoop.com, but I think it's 80% of – no, it can't be 80%. Somewhere, some high number like that around, I want to say 60% of American landfills are textile waste, which is clothing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And that's something I'm trying to reduce here in my small community, and hopefully we'll be expanding soon. So that's another piece of the clothing co-op is we help women first of all, realize that they have a personal clothing footprint and then how to reduce that by buying thrifted clothing, vintage clothing, and mending what they already have, maybe shopping a lot less.
So what do you think? Are you having like some influence in your area?
I think so. We've had, at our last swap, we had around 200 ladies.
Nice.
So,
I love that. Definitely was just going to say, I can't wait to talk to you about that because – girl, I did some
That's the fun part this of
morning, of course. I mean, I had already looked a little, but I looked a little deeper today, and I'm like, this is an incredible idea, you guys. And the whole idea about sustainable fashion is, it's so intriguing, and I'm really excited that we're getting to talk to you a little bit more about it. Because, fashion is such a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants type of thing these days that it's really cool. So anyways, we will definitely be coming back here shortly after the break. We definitely want to mention a few more of our amazing sponsors who make our show possible. Thank you, ladies.
Yes, thank you, ladies. Thanks, Michelle Lane Coaching. She's located in Chico, California, but of course you can look her up online. She's a transformational facilitator of Elevate workshops and retreats for women, Healthwise Chiropractic here, local here to Reading, Lit From Within. They're located 2449 Athens Avenue. I actually have a mini project with these ladies coming up soon, so more to come on that. With Bev Gray and Zervita, the nutritious drink, and All Fired Up. They do infused glass workshops, board art, clay prints, and pottery painting. Just really good stuff. I think we had her on call like 2 weeks ago. It was a great call.
It was. It was amazing. I was hoping I could get by there to pick up some like little goodie packets before all of this.
Yeah, I told her to hit me up.
But I didn't get any, so I have to hit that up soon. But anyways, we will definitely be back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is the Women of Vision show.
the Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to RedingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to RedingCivic.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle's in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
And we are sitting down tonight with the lovely Natalie Castañeda, and she is an independent model and creative entrepreneur, plus like a thousand other things, which is exactly why she's a creative entrepreneur, because she is a multifaceted woman. And we were just talking a little bit about sustainable fashion, and this is such an interesting and amazing concept to me, because like you were saying, women are really the ones that they are get marketed to the hardest. We really do buy the most for the family, for ourselves. And I did read something that I thought was so cool. I went onto your Swap Don't Shop website. I wanted to check out a little bit more about what that is about too. And I noticed that you'd mentioned that the fashion industry is one of the top pollutants of our planet because of new production. And I just love that you guys, you're kind of, I don't know if it's your mission statement, but you wrote that you want to recirculate pre-loved clothing rather than buying new products.
Right,
and I just,
into new fast fashion.
Yes, and I just absolutely love that idea. So how exactly did you, decide to create your, you know, your nonprofit and get into the sustainable fashion industry?
So I feel like I honestly kind of fell into it after, because my love of fashion didn't start sustainably, so to speak. I wasn't really focused on saving the planet until after I went down a million wormholes of research and discovery. So I started this out of the need for community. So at the time, I was a stay-at-home mom on a small budget. So I was living very modestly, and I wanted to update my closet. I loved fashion. I love feeling fresh and new and something new. But I've always been a lover of vintage styles and unique finds. So I've always shopped at thrift stores anyway. Wasn't really prone to shopping for anything new, really. So I had this idea. I'm like, I'm going to throw what they call or used to call a naked lady party. I don't know how many of you have been to one or heard of one.
I have not heard of that.
Oh my gosh. So I'm like,
fun. So basically you get five or more of your closest friends and you all bring anything you don't want in your closet to one of your houses and you throw it in a big pile in the living room and everyone just tries on everything that they want. And so they call it naked lady party because there is no dressing room really. You could use the bathroom, but they're your closest friends, so we're assuming you're comfortable. So I took this idea and I decided I wanted to take it to the next level because I needed fresh clothing, you know, fresh styles. And I also wanted to make new friends. I think we had just bought a house, my husband and I, at the time. We just bought a house in a new town. So I'm like, I'll just open it up to my closest friends, but also I'll have them bring one or two of their friends that they know. And then they brought one or two of their friends from to the next one. So it kind of started like that. Like, we just kept growing this naked lady party. And I realized that we're all saving a lot of money because this was essentially free. I would host in my home or we would take turns hosting. And we started doing these probably once a month. And, it was just a good time to get together, just us ladies, dressing up, you know, playing dress up and having champagne or wine, whatever. Usually these were in the evening. So they started turning into girls' nights, essentially. So I thought, yeah, right? So I just wanted to keep doing this. So for me, it was like, More than about the clothing, it was about the community that I was creating for myself. And so I thought, well, I want to keep that. I want to capture it and just bring that to more women. And, you know, the way swaps, clothing swaps work, the more variety of women that come and bring their clothing, the more variety I have to offer as the host. So it really became its own thing. It was already a sustainable model. Clothing swapping. So I just decided I'm going to brand it, put a name on it, and just tell everyone about it. And so our first handful of events with Swap Don't Shop were technically free. The entry fee was you bring in at least 5 items of clothing. And we had a standard. We would put that on our website, say, okay, well, it's the summer swap, so please bring only seasonal clothing. We didn't take intimates. And I think that was the only bar. But we just started putting that out to the community. A lot of ladies loved it, so I got volunteers pretty quickly. So then I decided I wanted to make it a little more upscale because there were some ladies, there were few and far between, very rare, that I would run into someone every now and then that thought that used clothing was somehow lesser than. And so I thought to myself, well, what's a nicer way of telling her that, you know, that it's not? Because, I mean, she'll wear her own clothing more than once. You wash it, you put it back on. It's totally fine. It's made to be reused. Having trouble with my camera. But there were still some ladies that thought it was just beneath them in a sense and dirty. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So in order to kind of erase that stigma, we decided to make it a little more upscale. And so instead of the pile of clothing, we would make it like a retail experience. So it became this pop-up shop, and I have clothing racks. So we come in to a space that hosts us. We'll do it like in a coffee shop, at an event venue, anywhere in the community. I prefer women-owned businesses. So we can give them a little bit of promo, too, for hosting us. And we bring the clothing racks, mirrors, privacy curtains, and tables, and we set everything up like kind of a little shop. And, of course, we had to raise our standard in order to provide more of an upscale feel. So, Yeah, there's a standard of clothing we won't accept. We make sure that everything, you know, it doesn't have a hole, it doesn't have a missing button or something like that. And, of course, that it's clean. Oh, my goodness. I could tell you some horror stories, but I won't get into it. Of people literally bringing me their dirty laundry. They're like, oh, you want to clean out my closet? Exactly. I'm like, well, if you don't want it, obviously no one else is going to want it. So, but yeah, that's how we started kind of bringing it into this more pop-up style, kind of posh experience. So that became my passion. But with that, and I'm kind of delving into how the clothing co-op came about, we had a lot of excess clothing. So we started donating to other charities like the Foster Family Association, and then we still had a lot of clothing that was essentially unwearable. And so that spawned the idea, or actually that kind of sparked my research. I was thinking, well, what could I do with this? I don't want to contribute to a landfill. And I know it's unwearable. How can we recycle this or reuse it? And so I found a textile recycler locally. And so we're working with them to get all of that excess clothing out to either other countries where they can market that at a lower price, or just bale it and recycle it, which is basically clothing shredding into like pillow fiber and mattress fiber, all kinds of good stuff.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Thanks. Yeah, it's super interesting stuff, and there's a lot more to it. Like the kind of, I'm not using the right terminology here, but the supply chain of like where the clothing ends up after you wear it. And so there's a whole nother side of it. So when you're done with clothing, like you could drop it off at the Goodwill, but then they're also contributing a lot.
Right. So, it's not where it stops, obviously, right there. It has a footprint that goes further out, which is really intriguing because I bet people don't, I mean, honestly, it's not really something that I've thought about, you know, when you do put together your bag that you're cleaning out your closet and you do take it somewhere to like Goodwill or Salvation Army, you know, I don't really think about it beyond there. And it is, like you said, it's filling our landfills. And if it's not, I'm assuming, put in an appropriate area or reused in the appropriate way, it's just waste.
Right.
It's insane, but I love so much that you are, you're so passionate about your community, not only the sustainable fashion, but also, just making an impact on your community in general. And that, I mean, you do a lot of other things too, as it turns out, that we'll have to be talking about when we get back, but we can definitely, obviously get more information about not only the co-op, but your swap, not shop, on both of the websites, which are what here? Can you give us that information really quick?
SwapDon'tShop.us is the nonprofit event, and that happens seasonally. Of course, we're figuring out a way to innovate right now since we can't meet in person. And then the clothingcoop.com is the other site.
Awesome. So we can get more information and figure out how to join too, because I want to swap. So I want to swap some clothes.
I bet you have cute stuff. Haley.
Girl, I haven't cleaned out my closet in forever, and honestly, it's a beast I'm going to tackle during this stay-at-home situation. So,
sure. Let's talk about that when we come back on.
Yeah, it's not very much, which is a good thing. But anyways, let's mention a few more of our amazing sponsors before we hit the break.
Thank you. I'm Dana Grant, our Master Intuitive Life Coach and leader in Chico. Reliefs Trading, 100% USDA certified organic hemp, is grown at Whole Circle Farms in Oregon, USA. Sarah Marie Spectrum, unleash your dreams, own your imagination, sarahmariespectrum.com. Max Mallory with World Financial Group, life and health insurance agent, and to Bohem Salon and Spa. She's located at 961 Dana Drive, Suite 130. She's not open right now, but you can definitely support her by following her page, ordering online.
Yeah, gift cards too. So anyways, we'll be here shortly, the Women of Vision show here at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Thank you. Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks. Many people may not know that we started a propane tank refurbishing business about 5 years ago. We pick up tanks from various propane companies, bring them to our yard in Anderson, where we blast the old paint and rust off, repaint them with a very durable paint, and then install new valves. The tank is just like a new tank. We primarily sell these tanks in truckloads of 45 to other propane companies. I'm telling you about our new business because many of you are installing generators because of the probability of the power being shut off this summer. Shasta Gas Propane now sells standby generators and propane tanks so that you won't be left without power. Give us a call at 365-3793 so we can come to your house and give you a quote on a generator and tank. Again, that's 365-3793.
Are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Love that. We should ask her that. Show KCNR, and we have just been having such a wonderful time and being educated on some sustainable fashion with Natalie Castañeda, who is pretty amazing woman of many things. She is an independent model and creative entrepreneur. Started a nonprofit business called Swap Don't Shop, and I just think that that's amazing. I can't wait to get on and join. I was looking up today, their next swap I believe is May 4th, but I was looking out online. So if you guys want some more information too, poor gal, I think her computer had to restart, so you guys are gonna have to listen to us ramble for a minute while we wait for her to join back on the call. But if you want some more information or figure out how it works, definitely check it out. It's swap.shop.us, and it has a ton of amazing information, you guys, and it can tell you how you can join and what the standards are and the guidelines. And I'm sure, obviously, since they're not doing any gatherings right now, that everything is totally shippable, too. So make sure to check that out. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and one thing that we haven't mentioned is Natalie is actually one of our co-leaders in Ashland. We haven't done an official announcement, but they have been taking her and a couple of other ladies have been taking the lead over there, and they're doing a phenomenal job. And they're still meeting virtually via Zoom. She's done like some workshops about the new normal and how to approach this, and still continuing to connect with our local Ashland tribe.
I know, that's amazing. I saw that. I know, Maurice, you and I tried to get up with a few other ladies recently and like over the winter time, but with the weather, it can be a bit of a challenge occasionally. So we haven't been able to make it, but they are doing a lot of great stuff up there. And if anyone up in that Ashland or Oregon area or even Northern California past us, you guys can always check out our Women of Vision movement website, but then also on our Facebook page. It does list all of our different chapters and where we're located, you guys. So if you aren't here in the Reading area, you can definitely meet up and, you know, kind of see what our tribe is all about in the different areas.
Yeah, I think for Ashland, I think they meet actually 3 times a month. They have a coffee social like every other Monday at 9 o'clock. And then they have a vision development too every, I think, third Friday of the month, which is pretty awesome. And they have different speakers coming on board. And like I said, Natalie is big time involved in the community there.
She's doing a lot. I mean, she's not here. Like we said, her computer is restarting for anyone that's just joining us. And since we are virtually connecting here, since we aren't able to meet at the studio, I just want to mention too that she is all about empowering women. And you had mentioned too that she does do different workshops in her area, which unfortunately she's not here to describe all of them to us, but I'm pretty sure that you can find out more information too about any of the workshops that she's providing and when they will be, probably on her Facebook page or possibly on one of her websites as well, because she does a lot. It's pretty incredible. We definitely wanted to, I hope she can jump back on before we are out of time.
I think somebody jumped on. I don't know.
I'm not sure either.
But hold on.
How do you, in the meantime too, Sarah, I'm going to ask you a question. Sarah, can you hear us and everything? We know you've been a silent party over there. Shoot, I can't hear her. Well, you know what? It's
can
live.
You hear me now?
Yes, there we go. She's here. How are you holding up in all of this, my dear, since last week when we were able to connect? Maybe not.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Much better.
Okay. That's why. I give up on this headphones. Hello.
Hi. I was just wondering how you're holding up with everything that's going on here recently since last week when we were all able to connect. Like we had mentioned, unfortunately, Natalie's computer restarted, which is terrible timing. So now we're just going to talk about how we're all managing to go through this situation and beating burnout. You just moved. I know that that happened, and now you're probably all settled in.
Yeah, now it's the thing. I'm like, I don't have anything to distract me anymore. So, you know, it gives you a lot of time to be productive, though, which is nice. But there's also days where you just want to do nothing, which is also fine. So,
right. Fun well, now gives you a chance to go through your closet. All of us ladies now can go through our closets and get ready for the next, the fashion swap so that we can have some have some stuff to
support
the fashion swap. She's back.
I'm back. Sorry about that. What happened?
It's called life, you know, real life. But we were just talking a little bit about how you're such an advocate for women and how you are a big spot in your community. And one of the other ways that you help support women in your community is that you offer workshops and different, classes. So what we have about 6 minutes left, but I definitely want to hear a little bit more about what it is that you're offering women as well in the community besides your fashion and sustainable fashion.
For sure. So like I said, as a creative entrepreneur myself, I am super passionate about helping other women who are wanting to be brave and like jump into their own business, either starting their own business or just advancing in their career in a big way. And so I kind of just took that and gave myself more credit than I was. And I'm really stepping into my own in the way that I just want to see other women shine. So leading by example, but also giving them what I know already that works. So I teach basically professional development workshops where I will help you define your personal brand. If you have a business of your own or you're looking to make, you know, your passion into your startup business, then I can help you with that. I do consulting or coaching, business coaching. I also do a lot of social media marketing and a little bit of logo design. So, and that's just logo design is kind of something I'm dabbling into. But yeah, anything that will help you get organized and take that creative passion to the next level, whatever that looks like for you.
I think you just did our fine-tune your elevator pitch.
Yeah, that was so fun because I feel like it's such a maybe an overlooked topic, but it really does help you present yourself better. And I think that's one of the like a self-confidence next step for a lot of women is to say, okay, this is who I am and I'm not afraid to toot my own horn. And you shouldn't be, you know, let go of that guilt or that shame. Yeah. And find it. Yeah, yeah. So we did it was about an hour workshop on fine-tuning your elevator speech and really, you know, kind of a nod to the fact that most of us women wear so many hats and have so many roles in life. And it's okay to not only have those roles, but acknowledge all of them by giving them their own stage, you know, making a short 15 to 30 second little spiel about, oh, this is me as an insurance agent, and this is what I'm about, this is why I'm doing it, why I'm passionate, and here's where you can find more information. Or this is me, and I'm all crazy about textile recycling, and you should find, you know, look at this website, or here's our next clothing swap, you know. I'm a perfect example of that because I have probably too much going on and too many different roles.
No such thing.
Exactly, right? We're really good at juggling over here.
Yeah. I think it's just what you're saying, being creative and just branding yourself appropriately, but just being creative and embracing that. I love how you embrace yourself.
Yeah.
No, beautiful. Yeah. Just curious, if you could say that you have a superpower, what would your superpower be?
I wish I could say time management. I'm getting there. But my superpower is looking at someone and not taking them for their first impression, but being able to see kind of a deeper longing in them. Like I'm really good at being a personal assistant most of the time because I can see where people are driven and I'm kind of pushy. I'm like, I know that you really love this. You should really go for it and do it this way. Let's get organized. Let's bring that out. I kind of am able to see that in people, like what really drives them.
That's beautiful. And that is a superpower because some people can't even see that stuff in themselves. So
yeah, they need someone to motivate them.
Right? So where can we find you, my dear, to get more information about different workshops that you have coming up? I know that I mentioned that your next, I think, Swap Don't Shop is May 4th. Did I see?
Yeah, so we officially had to cancel, but I'll be putting out an announcement on how we're innovating that and probably going to bring in closet is what I'm calling them, personal style consultations to all my swappers. So anywhere I can get in on that. Let's see. And my website's under construction, but you can find me on Instagram. It's the best way to get a hold of me right now is at...
Okay.
Miss Natalie Castañeda, and and I'll be putting up all my announcements there.
Awesome. Well, we're so lucky to have you join us tonight, and we'll definitely have to sit down with you again. I feel like there's so much more beautiful information that we can get from you to share, too, so especially being one of our Ashland sisters. But thank you so much. Thank you, Marie, Sarah. Thank you to all of our listeners and the rest of our sponsors, too. I hope that everyone has a wonderful Tuesday evening.